Hello all, Group Talk here with more amazing group topics. I hope that you are enjoying this very quiet and relaxing Saturday evening. And so I wanted to take this time to just revisit some of the topics that we have been discussing and to see how you are doing with them. We talked about how to implement new language, or change language, I should say, in our already existing relationships. How is that going for everyone? Have you been met with any struggles or challenges? I shouldn't say struggles, but challenges in putting aside your resentments and expectations, and focusing on what your goal is in improving the relationship. And I know in some situations that can just be like beating a dead horse with a stick, but this is not about changing anything outside of yourself. It is more about helping you to have a better and more motivating perspective about the relationship that you are in. Someone asked me recently, well, Group Talk, once I make a list or I identify one expectation that has caused a great deal of resentment inside of me, what do I do next? Well, here's where the work begins. Group Talk suggested that you test it out. Shelf your old beliefs. Shelf those irrational demands that you make on yourself in the relationship, because we truly believe that that is where the work is. Unrealistic expectations, which build resentments, internal barriers, meaning our beliefs or our experience in the relationship, and allowing that experience, especially if they're fears, to dictate how you want to move forward. We talked about focusing in on the best part of the relationship and leaving the other to sit on the shelf for just a second. Because, you know, the idea is to actually build more positive than negative in the relationship. And you can't buy this. This is actually work that you have to actually do with yourself. I remember we talked about acceptance of the things that we find challenging. Acceptance is big, you know. Accepting the reality of a situation. Accepting that you may need to make different decisions in the relationship. Now, that's a hard one for me. Making a different decision in the relationship. And we're not talking about leaving the relationship. We're not talking about running. Because we run and we get into another relationship, it will be the same thing, because the language we speak and what we believe and the behavior of continuing to hold irrational demands on ourselves, which leads into why we say yes as opposed to saying no. I'm not sure if you will agree with that, but it is an ongoing cycling that takes place. And it almost seems like it's easier to just continue on the path that the relationship is in than to attempt a type of change inside of yourself. We talked about being prepared or willing to test out the suggestions that we all have been talking about. Have you been mindful of your friendship to yourself? Now, we talked about this in detail at some point. How much of a best friend are you to yourself? Do you extend the same courtesies that you extend to others to yourself? Are you mindful of yourself in the way that you are mindful of those you are in a relationship with? So for those of you who are leaving comments about the next step and what to do, here's what Group Talk and the team have been focused on. How to help you take that one small step forward. And I can say small, but it is actually gigantic because we're just so accustomed to doing things our way. So Group Talk would like to hear more about how you are getting out of your own way, how you are sitting with the discomfort of having to make a decision, a hard decision, I should say, not hard, just different, in your already existing relationships. So I would just, again, like to leave those thoughts with you. And I look forward to your comments. I look forward to your showing up in the podcast to have conversations about this. I've invited a few of you to join me on live radio to just get some of your opinions and your suggestions. There are so many that would like to hear what is on your mind and how you are attempting change. And for those of you who have been successful in implementing just a small step of change, we'd like to hear from you to see how you are processing that. And is it of any benefit for you? So Group Talk is going to say goodnight for now. And I look forward to hearing from you. Have a wonderful weekend. Goodbye for now. Hello all. Group Talk here. Just wanting to leave a reminder that you can call in and leave a message at any time. Let's talk. I miss hearing from you guys. Have a great evening. Hello all. Group Talk here with more amazing group topics. I hope you guys are enjoying this Monday afternoon. The weather is quite pleasant. And thank you for leaving your comments and opinions on various topics. Group Talk was asked to continue to explore expectations and premeditated resentments. So I'm hoping that you guys were able to sit back and think about the expectations that you have of others or a situation and noticed or is becoming more aware that the individuals or the situation are not capable of meeting the expectation that you feel they should. Now, if this is old resentment, then group talk has suggested you ask yourself, what is it that you want from that? I mean, like, you can harbor resentment or you can let resentments go. Someone asked, well, once I identify what the expectation is or the resentment is, what do I do with that? Well, you get to decide what is it that you want that keeps you holding on to the resentment. Do you want the individual to finally meet your expectation, or do you want situations that occur over and over and over again to change? And if that is the case, then you will continue to be met with disappointment, with anger, because guess what? The only thing that you can really depend on and expect are things of yourself. If you want the bed made, then make it yourself. Because apparently, you're expecting that others who sleep there will do in kind like you do. Not going to. If you are having to engage in situations that are outside of your control, guess what? You will continue to harbor resentment. I hear people all day long, you know, coming out for their break, and they're constantly talking about what is going on with this one and what is going on with that one, and the situation at work never changes. And I go, what is all the chatter about? This happens every single day only because you seem to expect that things will change. So, again, addressing old resentment and asking yourself what you want with that. I mean, we're not talking about forgiving, if that's what you are not yet ready to do, or even being able to accept. This is not about right or wrong. This is simply about your placing expectations on things and your harboring of resentments. If that's something that's not a problem for you, then the behavior continues or the situation continues, right? But if it is, I think that I've learned in my own experience that I don't have to agree and I don't have to like a thing, but I do have to accept that that's the way it is. I no longer place expectations on anything outside of what I'm supposed to be doing, outside of the way I manage and handle situations. I simply do it myself, right? That's not a negative thing. That's not that thing where you catch an attitude and say, well, you know, I got to do everything myself. No, you have to do things that you expect to be a certain way. You have to accept that you will need to manage things the way you manage things so that you're not running into these resentments and harboring them. Someone said in the group that they have harbored so much resentment that they can barely look at individuals. Like, that's really deep. because the other person have no idea what you're talking about. They have no idea that you want them to perform the way you think they should, or situations to turn out the way you think they should, when it was left up to them to make decisions about it, right? So you identified, hopefully, the expectations that you put out there that you're constantly disappointed over, and it is up to you to practice realizing that said people and situations will not, is not capable of carrying out the resentment that you have. So, or the expectations that you have for them. They're not aware of that. They are simply handling things the way they do. And so then it's up to you to be more accepting and less judgmental of how they choose to handle it. And if you don't like it, then you change it yourself. If it's something that you can change yourself, right? So, you know, I can see how this topic, you know, can cause all types of emotions. But we're talking about letting go of harboring resentments and letting go of expecting things of others. You have enough on your plate, work, career, family, to be bogged down with holding these resentments. You know, they take up space. And when we're talking about wellness and we're talking about mental health, sometimes that space needs to be cleared out. I don't know. What do you think? So Group Talk is going to say goodbye for now. And thank you once again for leaving your comments on various topics. And I look forward to hearing from you guys. Thank you and goodbye. Hello all. Group Talk here with more amazing group topics. I hope that you are enjoying this very quiet and relaxing Saturday evening. And so I wanted to take this time to just revisit some of the topics that we have been discussing and to see how you are doing with them. We talked about how to implement new language, or change language, I should say, in our already existing relationships. How is that going for everyone? Have you been met with any struggles or challenges? I shouldn't say struggles, but challenges in putting aside your resentments and expectations and focusing on what your goal is in improving the relationship. And I know in some situations that can just be like beating a dead horse with a stick, but this is not about changing anything outside of yourself. It is more about helping you to have a better and more motivating perspective about the relationship that you are in. Someone asked me recently, well, Group Talk, once I make a list or I identify one expectation that has caused a great deal of resentment inside of me, what do I do next? Well, here's where the work begins. Group Talk suggested that you test it out. Shelf your old beliefs, shelf those irrational demands that you make on yourself in the relationship, because we truly believe that that is where the work is. unrealistic expectations, which build resentments, internal barriers, meaning our beliefs or our experience in the relationship, and allowing that experience, especially if they're fears, to dictate how you want to move forward. We talked about focusing in on the best part of the relationship and leaving the other to sit on the shelf for just a second. Because, you know, the idea is to actually build more positive than negative in the relationship. And you can't buy this. This is actually work that you have to actually do with yourself. I remember we talked about acceptance of the things that we find challenging. Acceptance is big, you know. Accepting the reality of a situation. Accepting that you may need to make different decisions in the relationship. Now, that's a hard one for me. Making a different decision in the relationship. And we're not talking about leaving the relationship. We're not talking about running. Because we run and we get into another relationship, it will be the same thing, because the language we speak and what we believe and the behavior of continuing to hold irrational demands on ourselves, which leads into why we say yes as opposed to saying no. I'm not sure if you will agree with that, but it is an ongoing cycling that takes place. And it almost seems like it's easier to just continue on the path that the relationship is in than to attempt a type of change inside of yourself. We talked about being prepared or willing to test out the suggestions that we all have been talking about. Have you been mindful of your friendship to yourself? Now, we talked about this in detail at some point. How much of a best friend are you to yourself? Do you extend the same courtesies that you extend to others to yourself? Are you mindful of yourself in the way that you are mindful of those you are in a relationship with? So for those of you who are leaving comments about the next step and what to do, here's what Group Talk and the team have been focused on. How to help you take that one small step forward. And I can say small, but it is actually gigantic, because we're just so accustomed to doing things our way. So Group Talk would like to hear more about how you are getting out of your own way, how you are sitting with the discomfort of having to make a decision, a hard decision, I should say, not hard, just different, in your already existing relationships. So I would just, again, like to leave those thoughts with you. And I look forward to your comments. I look forward to your showing up in the podcast to have conversations about this. I've invited a few of you to join me on live radio to just get some of your opinions and your suggestions. There's so many that would like to hear what is on your mind and how you are attempting change. And for those of you who have been successful in implementing just a small step of change, we'd like to hear from you to see how you are processing that. And is it of any benefit for you? So Group Talk is going to say goodnight for now. And I look forward to hearing from you. Have a wonderful weekend. Goodbye for now.